I'm Beth Crosby with Kinship Radio, and with me today are friends of the radio ministry from Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge. Thanks, everybody, for being with me here today.
Thanks for having us,
nice
Beth.
To be here.
So, Tom Truszynski, you are the CEO of Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge. I'd like to start with you. Could you tell us very briefly what MNTC is all about and what they do for people?
Oh, man. Teen Challenge is all about putting hope within reach of every Minnesotan. We want to help men and women and teens that are going through the struggles of drug and alcohol addiction to find freedom and transformation from their life-controlling substances and do that through Jesus Christ.
We have heard so many stories, Tom, of changed lives coming out of MNTC. How long has the ministry operated in the Twin Cities and in Minnesota?
We've been actually active in Minnesota for 35 years now.
Wow.
And we continue to be the largest drug and alcohol treatment center in the state of Minnesota, both secular and faith-based, and one of the largest in the entire country, if not world. We feel Christ empowering us to go into new areas, new regions, new markets. So once again, we can bring the message of Jesus Christ and the freedom that he offers each of us to those that are struggling, to those that feel like they're the least, the last, and the lost. And I don't know about you, Beth, but when I read the Word of God, I see that Jesus actually went to them.
Mm-hmm.
And so many of us that struggle with addiction feel like we're all alone, that nobody can relate to us. But when we go to them and we share that their story is actually more common and that there's victory over it to become an overcomer through the blood of the Lamb and now the word of your testimony, that's where the victory comes.
And speaking of a victory, Tyler Terrell, you are a donor relations director for MNTC for this region of Minnesota, but you have also been on the other side of things. Could you share your story with us?
I grew up hearing about Teen Challenge and saw him come to my church a few times, but never had necessarily a connection with addiction myself and didn't see that growing up. But I always wanted to be a police officer, and I always wanted to do that with my life. And when I was 21, I got hired as a police officer in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And so excited to have that job and to be able to go out into the community and start to make a difference. But I really struggled with PTSD from some of the things that I saw and experienced in Sioux Falls and doing that job. I found alcohol for the first time after a year or so of doing that job. And when I drank, it seemed to just take away some of the pain. And it allowed me to sleep and forget and move on. And after a few months, this addictive nature of alcohol, it started to show itself where I couldn't function without it. I feel like I just kind of changed who I was, and I turned a little more bitter and angry and broken. And after about 16 months, I lost my job, and that was heartbreaking. I lost who I was, and I really wanted to just give up hope. But when I moved back in with my parents and they saw what my drinking was really like, they said, "Tyler, you need to go to Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge." And I thought, I could give that a shot. I know I need to do something, but I'm going to do like 30 days. And I came to Teen Challenge thinking just that, I'll come here for a short while. But I got into this program and I felt this incredible love and peace. And Teen Challenge does such a good job of that, just coming alongside you wherever you're at and just loving on you. And there was an opportunity where I prayed to receive Jesus Christ into my heart. And when I said that prayer, I knew it's like, this is what I need. And I stayed and completed the long-term program at Teen Challenge. And it was challenging. It was difficult. But what that 13 months allowed me to do was process that PTSD, to heal from the traumas that I had seen and just stuffed down somewhere. And really just find who I am and find my identity as a child of God. And with that new identity, when I graduated, man, all I want to do now is help people and share the love of Christ, just like was shared with me. It totally changed my life. The biggest thing I want anyone to hear that might be struggling or knows somebody that's struggling is when you start making a few of those right decisions and when you start establishing that relationship with Christ, you can turn it around so much quicker than we think. God is right there, and he doesn't want you to feel that shame or rejection, and he doesn't judge you in the ways that we judge ourselves. He wants us to just walk in his grace, his love, and his mercy, and the life on this side of it is incredible, and I want people to hear that. You are loved.
Oh, Tyler, you know full well there are more and more people struggling with addiction who need to hear that truth every day, which frankly is why we're here talking. Now, Tom, you have a big event coming up that I know is going to help this effort.
Yes, we're going to be having our 11th annual Mankato Gala. It's going to be on October 1st at the Mayo Civic Center. And this is where we have 400, 500 men and women that gather to celebrate the victories that are happening here in southern Minnesota. And we are so excited for our evening together to share stories of overcoming, to share stories of victory. And there's something powerful that happens, Beth, when you see families reunited, when you see parents getting their daughters or sons back. And that is what we're going to be highlighting that evening. And it's so amazing how those that come feel like they're the ones that actually are the biggest benefactors, because we all have issues. And the same Lord, the same Savior that reached out and helped those that are in our program are ready to reach out to those of us that will be sitting in the audience. And so really, it is a win-win event for everybody. We would love to see everyone there.
For more information or to register for the Mankato Gala coming Tuesday evening, October 1st, visit the Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge website at mntc.org. Be sure to listen tomorrow for part two of our visit, when we'll talk about a new initiative Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge has launched in southern Minnesota. For Kinship Radio, I'm Beth Crosby.